Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan and Robin here.
Good morning. There, I like it how you do that.
Oh, you do?
Let's do that, not and my whatever. Just Alan and Robin. I really like that. I like that.
Alan and Robin Ellis here.
Perfect.
With the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And I've got a little issue right now that I just now discovered. My paper coffee cup at the Borgata Hotel in Atlantic City is leaking coffee onto the table.
Well, if you want, I will keep talking, and you can go get some.
Well, let's get into it here for a minute, because, yes, I'm going to have to get something for this. I'm not sure what, but we'll figure something out.
Just use one of the glass cups.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps. Anyway, good morning, everybody. We are broadcasting today from New Jersey. Just thought you'd like to know that. I hope the sound quality is as good as it always is with our magic machine here, sitting on the coffee table in our hotel room. And good morning, Aaron. How are you doing this morning? Hello, Aaron. Good morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh, great. Okay.
We're still going over, though.
We're still going, though. Okay. Cool. Well, once Aaron gets connected to us, and we'll be able to chat a little bit, everything will be just fine, I'm sure. So, anyway, spent most of the week here, came out here Wednesday, did a little work on Tuesday. Robin's birthday celebration was Monday. So,
actually, this is my celebration.
Well, this is your celebration. Your birthday acknowledgement was Monday.
Yeah.
How's that?
Perfect. Yeah. This has been wonderful.
Yeah.
We love it here at the Borgata.
We do. It's very relaxing. We're on the 43rd floor looking over the whatever this is, the sound, the backwaters, the marsh, the whatever this is here in New Jersey. We're not looking over the boardwalk.
No, we're down in the harbor. They call it Marina.
We're in the Marina, yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, there's boats and stuff outside our window.
A lot of jet skis.
Yeah, there's that too in the morning. And the afternoon and evening.
It's been interesting to watch.
But we can't hear any of it because we're on the 43rd floor under, you know, under glass, so to speak. I don't know who's watching who. Sometimes you feel like a bug on a microscope. But so be it. So we had some good meals. We had some fun at the casino a little bit. So here we are. Talking to y'all, hoping everything in Baltimore is good. And you guys,
I thought of something I want to talk about, but I think I'll do it a little later when more people are awake.
Okay.
Something we had to eat. It's something that's a staple in Maryland, but very differently done here.
We can do that.
But I want to do it when there's more people.
Okay. That's fine. A staple.
It's a staple in Maryland.
We can talk about that. So, did you see the story about the, let's see, what was it? Oh, yeah. People that wanted to adopt a pet from the Shelter Hope Pet Shop in Thousand Oaks, California, according to their website, if your beliefs are not in line with ours, we will not adopt a pet to you. We do not support those who believe in the Second Amendment gives them the right to buy assault weapons. If you hesitate because your core belief is that you believe teachers need to carry firearms, then you will not get approved to adopt from us. If you foster for us and believe in guns, please bring our dogs and or cats back, or we'll arrange to have them picked up. people who lie about members being members of the National Rifle Association will be potentially sued for fraud. What do you think about that, Robin?
I was the one who told you about it. I thought it was horrible.
You thought it was horrible?
Yeah, because, I mean, I guess you have a right to your beliefs and stuff, but when people are just trying to help animals.
If you have love in your heart for animals and want to adopt one, what does the fact that I believe in the Second
Amendment... That's what I'm saying. It has nothing, it wasn't the same.
Nothing to do with anything.
It's just somebody trying to push their beliefs.
From an NRA member, what does that matter?
Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Well, guess who pushed back on the animal shelter? Believe this or not. PETA. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. They pushed back against the California Animal Shelter's decision to turn away potential pet adoptees based on their opinions, and I'm glad they used opinions, on gun control. Okay? PETA says, she's the assistant manager of PETA, told Fox News Digital that they have known the shelter to do good work and are sure they have the best intentions. But from PETA's perspective, which is an animal rights organization, of course, who wants to end all hunting, of course, because there is homeless animal crisis, what counts is that adoptive animals are treated as well and cared for, are treated well and cared for, and that is the criteria we feel is important. So, PETA pushed back against one of their own.
Huh.
Interesting, huh?
Very.
Yep. So, that's one bit of interesting news for you folks to consider today, that if you want to own firearms, you in this particular pet shelter does not want to have you adopt one of their homeless animals.
That's really amazing to me that PETA fought them.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells you somebody's really thinking you're being, you know.
Yeah, I know. Somebody's being stupid.
I don't think it's going to give them any goodwill.
Probably not.
It will from the fanatics.
Of course.
Sorry, I should not have said that.
What, fanatic?
No. Just the fact that that's the only one that's going to...
Oh, we haven't. I don't think... You know, I don't think they polled the general public or, you know, people who own firearms. I don't know that they went to any fish and game clubs in California and asked those people. It was just,
right.
It was just a PETA popped its mouth off about this whole deal, which is kind of interesting. Anyway, I know Aaron's hearing us. Give us a little signal, Aaron, on text that you're with us and you're working on the microphone. Hope you can get it fixed here. So, let's see. Anyway, we're giving fish and tackle away. When is the last Saturday of the month? Next Saturday? Today's the 18th?
I was just looking at what today's date was.
Yeah, next Saturday we'll be giving a nice fish and tackle package away from Tackle Box Tim, High Tide Tackle. A nice assortment of bass fishing lures that he's made and painted and so customized. It's really nice set of lures. I thought I forgot to put that up on the Outdoorsman page, but let's get that picture of the lures up there before next Saturday.
Okay. You got it.
All right. So all you got to do is call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, and go on the air with us and say, you know, I just wanted to get in the contest, you had a question, you wanted to comment on something you've heard. But that'll get you in the drawing for the fish and tackle. Once we get all the names together by next week, the last half hour of the show, Robin will use her random number generator on her phone and generate
the winning number.
The winning number, which corresponds to the winning name. So, Aaron, if you're there, give us a signal that you're there and that we are on the air because it's kind of scary to me not to get feedback from you.
He's already tight, so just let him know he's here, Aaron, please.
Yeah, please, just say something every now and then. So, did you get the mic fixed? All right, good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. While Aaron's screening that call, I'll tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That's in Lansdowne. You just get off Beltway Exit 9, and that's Hammonds Ferry Road, and then you go down to, or that's Hollins Ferry Road. Then you get down to Hammonds Ferry, and they're not far from the exit there. They're ready to go fishing. They are ready to go fishing. They can wind premium monofilament line on your reels, spinning bait casting reels, if you like. You could take a look at the great shake. One of my favorite reels, you know, mid-price spinning reels from Pfluger is the President series. It's very nice. They've got combo fishing kits for kids and all kinds of rod and reel combos as well. They also have those famous St. Croix fishing rods, live and frozen bait and minnows. My grandson asked me if Clyde's was far from where he lived. He said about 20 minutes, and he wanted to go get some minnows to try for some snakeheads. So I haven't heard back how he was able to do that, but he texted me right in the middle of the thunderstorms the other day. So the snakeheads have eluded him. So he's going to get some hooks and some minnows and some bobbers and go try for some snakeheads, which is pretty cool. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 is their phone number. Hey, you know what? Summer's here, and it's time. It is time to get in the backyard with family and friends. You know, in between the raindrops, I'm guessing you can do that. You know, crab feast and family reunions and get-togethers and, you know, Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Not just your backyard, but your deck as well. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture is available, including tables and chairs and over 300 of those Adirondack chairs if you just want to sit around on your patio. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard, and free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches on that stuff. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, and it's a huge showroom, check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and furniture and freestanding deck umbrellas. Great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, golf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening. to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, with a steady hand to pull that mobile.
All right. Out to our truck drivers out there, Will and Sonny are moving on, and we hope you are too. Keep it safe, boys, especially you, Stan. All right, let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Robin. How you all?
Doing good.
Doing
how about
good.
You? Okay, I guess.
We're having fun.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Are you trying to listen to the radio at the same time, Glenn? Are you trying to listen to the radio at the same time you're talking to us?
No.
Yeah, you.
No.
No? Okay.
I thought
I heard some feedback there. Got it. Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting some feedback here. I don't know if that's because of where we are or what's going on. So, yeah, I can hear you, us in the background.
A couple of times, you guys kind of blinked out for a second, a couple of different times.
It's cut out. Glenn just cut out.
We just lost Glenn.
You there, Glenn? Still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Glenn, give us a call back. Oh.
Yeah, we can hear you a little bit, but we're having some trouble with the call. Yeah, I hear you're there. We're still having some trouble.
Uh-huh.
So let me let you go and see if Eric can get us fixed up, okay?
Give us a call back. We'll see if it works
call
better.
Call us back in a few minutes.
Okay.
We are definitely having issues doing that. So, Aaron, are you able to work on that issue at all? Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Hopefully fixing. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if is it the trouble. Is it here on this end or is it at the studio? That's what I don't know. So, I guess we'll figure it out as soon as we get rolling here.
We can hear people pretty clear.
Yeah, but, well, I couldn't hear Glenn.
Well, I mean,
so
I guess you're right. Sorry,
yeah.
I said that wrong.
Yeah. So, anyway, on good news front, Captain Don is in Ocean City, and they can hear us just fine.
He's in Ocean City, and we're here.
Yep. How about that? So, 410 WCBM 680. Give us a call. We'll try to get with you on the phone call. And okay. Working loud, coming in loud and clear online. One of our callers or one of our listeners had to say. So that's good to hear. That is good to hear that we are broadcasting. But
we could just keep talking and not talking.
Talking, sure. Why not? No, why not? So. Hey, our buddy Joe, he was talking to his broker the other day. You know, in the you watched the stock market and watched your 401k and everything like
no,
that.
No, I'm not looking.
Oh, you're not looking. Well,
I don't want to get sick.
Yeah, it's dismal. So anyway, he's talking to his broker. He said, "What do you think I should invest in right now?" Broker said, "Canned goods and ammunition."
Jesus.
I like that.
That's
a joke, Robin.
No, it's not.
No, I know. That's the bad
that's
part.
That's the bad part. That's not even funny to me.
It's not a funny joke.
Because I just...
Who are we talking to that's buying dried food and, you know, provisions? And
it was a woman somewhere.
Yeah, where?
At Hobby Lobby in Salisbury.
Yeah, that's right. Hobby Lobby in Salisbury. Yeah, she goes, I guess she listens to talk radio and one of these... one of these providers of dried food, you know, supposed to last 25, 30 years, as long as you keep it cool and dry, of course.
Right.
But she's got like a monthly investment with them.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You know, different people react different ways to things. I was kind of being just kind of quiet, listening to everything. I'm losing my patience rapidly. And I'm losing my patience with all the excuses and how it's nobody...
Somebody else. Yeah, we didn't do it. You know, everything's rosy under my administration.
He just said something. What did you tell me he said the other day? About, oh, yeah, he dropped dead.
Yeah.
About a person.
The guy from, what was the company?
Joann's Fabric.
Joann's Fabric. CEO of Joann's Fabric passed away on Wednesday. So Biden, what's his name, in a speech on yesterday, Thursday, says, oh, by the way, sorry to hear about your CEO dropped dead yesterday. I mean, how do you say that to somebody? I'm telling you, I just don't know. I just don't know. Let's see. Oh, there's our buddy Sam. Oh, look at that. He sent us some flounder. Crab stuff flounder.
Oh, that sounds good. Mm,
look at that.
Ooh, where's that?
Look at that. Have what, honey?
You had fluke the other day.
I did have fluke. There's your perfect opening to our... There's our perfect opening to your... What you wanted to talk about.
No. It has nothing to do with what I want to talk about. The fluke wasn't the same place.
The fluke is not what the staple in Maryland that you were talking about?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Think, what do we love in Maryland? You can't get half the time when we're on the road. And it was made with something completely different and in a bun.
I don't know. Fill us in. You want to talk about it now? Perfect opening.
I might talk about the 6 o'clock hour, too. Duck scrapple.
Scrapple. Yeah. We did have duck scrapple.
Oh, my gosh. I swear sometimes I don't know if we go to the same place together.
Well, you weren't giving me a clue, and I'm not real sharp in the morning.
Now, who is this? That looks amazing. Sam? I want some of that.
Sam caught some flounder.
Or at least the recipe.
Stuffed it with crab meat, and there it is.
That recipe looks really good. Glenn's back on.
Glenn's home. Back. Good morning, Glenn. How you feeling this morning, buddy?
Hey, Alan Robbins. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Hello, Glenn.
Alan?
No. There you go. Okay, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
All right, I guess.
Now you're better.
Now you sound better.
At least you sound healthy and good now. You're not breaking up.
Yep.
Have you had a good week?
No, I guess. I've had that same old stuff.
Same old, same old. I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, kind of same here. Same old, only we're in a different place celebrating.
Oh,
same
I don't
old,
think that. We've got away for... This is the first time we've been back in 3 years.
That's true.
We love this place, and we have been away since COVID.
Yep.
And it has been really, really nice. I mean, you know, you can tell that they suffer with some of the same things other people suffer with, trying to get people to work and stuff. I mean, that's everywhere. But... Everybody's been super.
That's true. Nice people.
Nice people. Good food.
Good food for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. We had one bed.
But, you know. Anyway, Duck Scrapple. Glenn, how's that?
I don't know. I haven't had Duck Scrapple.
Yeah, Duck Scrapple.
Duck Scrapple. Do you eat Scrapple?
Yeah, once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
See, we love it.
Yeah, we like scrapple a lot.
But this was duck scrapple, and it was on a bao bun. And if you've never had a bao bun, it's a very, very soft, luscious bread that it's
Asian.
Japanese.
It is Japanese. I believe it is Japanese.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. And this had a pickle on it, right?
Yeah. And I don't think I didn't care much for pickle, but...
I didn't mind the pickle. The Thai chili got to me.
Oh, the Thai chili was good.
But the scrapple was amazing, and this soft, luscious bun that was just...
You're making everybody hungry, you know.
Yeah. We had... I'll get it wrong. I'll say it wrong. Robitaki food?
I don't know.
Is that how you say it? It's where everything comes out in little plates cooked on a grill with different sauces. Different flavors.
Yeah.
And it was really good. And you just order a bunch of little plates over and over again, whatever you want.
Yep, whatever you want. So it was cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Glenn.
Have you gotten out and done any fishing or anything?
No, not yet.
Well, it's time to get out there. You got it. You got that tackle pack you won, right?
Yeah.
So hook up some line and get out there and get some perch or bass or something.
Yeah.
How old are your grandkids? Can you take them fishing, Glenn?
Yeah. They could go to youngest
That'd
one
be fun.
Is three. The youngest one is three, so
hey, look, that's when I started fishing between two and three. That's when they first took me.
Grandsons are the oldest one's seven, the youngest one's three. And then, of course, the granddaughters were, well, they're a good bit older. They're 17 and 15.
Well, that's great.
There you go. Get the big ones to teach the little ones. That's cool.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Some of my best memories is fishing with my grandparents.
Yeah. July 4th is a free fishing day, so nobody has to buy a license. Everybody can just go fishing and enjoy themselves out there. It's a holiday. It's a Monday, so you could all just get together and go do a little fishing. So,
yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Glenn, I appreciate the call. We're going to see how things work out. So we appreciate the call. We're going to keep going, okay, buddy?
And we'll talk to you next week.
You guys,
we look forward to hearing from you.
Just the hair off again. So.
Yeah, I know we are.
Now your hair off.
I know. We're trying to figure it out.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Bye, Glenn.
God bless you.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. Okay, I don't know. We're broadcasting on the Wi-Fi on Robin's hotspot on her phone. If you moved your phone around, would that help at all?
No. I'm sitting by the way. I'm right here.
Maybe if you took it off the charger.
I don't think we're having an issue with that part, but okay.
I don't know either, but I'm trying everything. So we'll see how it works. Any callers there, Aaron? I'm sorry, buddy. This is just...
You're just nervous. We're doing...
I am.
We got this.
Okay. And you sound better already, so good.
He's been very uptight about worried about this. We've broadcast away from. I've been more worried when we were down in Duck.
And Duck went fine.
Yeah.
But we also were hardwired into the TV, into the Wi-Fi and the TV. You know. I get nervous when we have to do the hotspot on your phone thing. I don't know if there's a momentary delay or what there is, but. I mean, the hotel's great. The Wi-Fi here is great, and we're picking up on... I don't know if we're picking up on that or your hotspot or what we're picking up on.
We're on my hotspot.
On your hotspot, on your phone. Okay. And your phone's fully charged. But we were just having some connectivity stuff.
But that could have been on the other end with Glenn's phone, too, so you never know.
I know, but you and I can hear you.
Yeah, I don't know if that was us, so let's see how our next caller goes.
Got it. Okay. The phone was ringing and there was no one there.
No one home. Yeah, we just have to... You're sounding really good now, Aaron, so that part's good. And if he hears your voice every once in a while, it helps his calm ability.
Demeanor.
It just helps me a lot, okay? Let's put it that way.
That'd be good.
Thank you. Just help with this one,
that
okay?
would be good.
We appreciate it.
Oh, man.
So. I watched a show this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I put this out there. I want to find out how to get some fiddleheads.
Fiddlehead ferns?
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. Let me go bear hunting in June up in New Brunswick, and I'll bring a whole bag of them back.
That's fine with me, but I was thinking this year. We're almost out of growing season for it.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, Bill checked in from Westminster. He says he's Biden poor now. He's a pauper. So, interesting take people have on. Look at the graphic he sent. Or the, what is that, a meme or a...
A GIF.
A GIF. Okay. A GIF.
GIF. I don't know. I don't know. I looked it up the other day. And what have they been saying on General Hospital? A GIF.
A meme.
No, she's a GIF. On General Hospital, it's a GIF.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well.
I just know that's how they're saying it, so I'm going with it.
Oh, you believe anything that happens on General
Hospital. Hey, it's the first person I've heard say it out loud, so I'm going to go with it. We looked it up, right? The GIFs are usually animated.
I don't know what the difference is.
We looked it up the other day.
Difference between a meme and a GIF.
But
guess what? People use them all the time. Some of them are funny. Some of them are hilarious.
It really is funny to me when they put the word buffoon in it.
Buffoon?
Because we all have one buffoon.
A buffoon.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yep. Got it. Buffoon. Good way to put it. So, as you can tell, folks, I'm floundering around here.
Oh, God.
I did have some flounder the other day. It was pretty good, actually. Okay.
So as well, is flounder fluke, or are they two different fish, but they're
same
alike?
Thing. Summer flounder is fluke.
Okay, because that's what I was getting confused the other night when you were trying to explain it.
Summer flounder's fluke. There's all kinds of flounder. Sole is, you know, like filet of sole. That's a different deal. That's a different kind of flounder.
Okay, well, now I understand.
And halibut is also a big flounder.
Now I understand. Let's try our next caller so we can see if we're ready. And you know, I'm not. Hey, Debbie. How you doing?
Hi. Hey, I wanted to tell you, you're going along fine. Everyone can hear you fine on the radio. And, you know, in a caller that doesn't talk, then that doesn't work. But I wanted to have you think about this. How about telling us some stories about how you fished with your grandkids? Or what you did when your grandparents took you out fishing. I'm thinking, I'd like to hear how to take the grandkids to the pond fishing. Is there anything, you know, to keep them from getting caught up in hooks? Or do you take some kind of a good picnic? How can we, do that? Grandparents taking the grandkids to fish. Now these are young grandkids.
Well, we haven't done it yet.
Right. How young, Debbie?
Well, the youngest I would take out probably is 3, and then the kids are up to 10.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Good. You know what? The biggest thing about the hooks is lots of prayer.
That's a good one.
But you just have to hope and be careful.
Uh-huh.
Well, my grandson, Jacob, is 22. And the last time I took him fishing was in May. So that's one thing. Wait till they grow up, and then they can...
No, that's no fun.
No, well, anyway.
Okay.
No, but when they were little, okay, we would do a lot of ponds and lake fishing, not a lot of river fishing.
Right.
Okay. There were several farm ponds that we fished, and it was... As the older they got, the more interesting they got. They wanted that lure to move. You know, they wanted to throw out a lure and reel it in. So if that's where you're at with the kids, get them some kind of a soft plastic twister tail and let them throw it and retrieve it, or an inline spinner, or a surface lure, something that floats on top that they can see it coming in. If they're younger than that, I would say up to 10, then get some bobbers and some hooks and some night crawlers and put a half a night crawler on the hook and toss it out there and see what bites and see what happens.
Okay. Bobber,
action, you know.
That's still...
Yep.
That was still my favorite thing, is doing the spot and the sunfish and the bluegills, even to this day. Okay, I don't have to get a big fish. I just want something to take it. My grandmother was always a bobber and bloodworms. She taught us early on how to, even though she would take care of us and do our hooks for us, my dad always, you learn how to cut your own fish. You learn how to hook your, bait your own line. You're the one that has to handle it. Even at the age of 3, even though he helped me and, you know, everything and kept his hands right there doing it, it was always hands-on for you. You got right into it. It was always your responsibility. And the bobber for me was great because you'd sit there and you'd watch this bobber and you couldn't wait for it to go down.
Yeah, the bobber lets you know the fish is biting.
Right. But last thing, real quick, and we'll talk about it some more. My favorite story in my life is the first thing I remember catching. I pulled in about a 10-pound snapping turtle. At a very young age, and my family all freaked out.
Yeah. That's a good story. Because snapping turtle.
That had to be such a fun thing. I mean,
I could have been more than 3 or 4, and I can remember it to this day.
Exactly. Exactly. Snapping turtles are not fun to mess with. It's usually best just to cut the line as close as you can and let them go. Try not to unhook them, unless you're an adult with a lot of experience. So, yep, the hook will rust out and everything will be fine.
Debbie, that was the best idea. Thank you so much.
Well, tell me about picnicking. Did you take food with you or not?
Well, we will tell you that, but we have to take a break right now, so we'll get into that, okay?
We'll tell you.
Okay.
So you can hold or you know, you can hang up and listen, whatever you want to do, okay?
Thanks, Debbie. That really was perfect.
It was a good call.
Okay.
No question.
Thanks for making time.
But
bye.
I want to tell the folks about it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. In Easton is where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker, model. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing and filling your vehicle's air conditioning problems. Diagnosing and filling your vehicle's air conditioning, diagnosing the problems. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back after this.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade by sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot,
Debbie's question about picnicking. What?
Thank you. We're on.
Okay. I know we're on.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. To answer her question about picnicking, the best advice is keep it simple. If you're going to take a cooler for grandkids, you know, you can take sodas and you can take bottled water and things like that.
Probably juice so you don't have the caffeine in the kids.
Well, maybe. But anyway, the snacks and things, you know, keep that simple, too. Little individual bags of chips, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, because you're going to be out in the heat. So meat and mayonnaise is probably not a good idea.
We were always peanut butter and jelly.
Yep.
Cheese nips, which they don't make anymore.
Cheese nips, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Or bits or whatever the little, oh, those little, they were so good.
I know what they are.
We always took them on the boat, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cheez-Its or.
No, uh-uh.
Well.
I know. I'm just saying to myself.
I'm saying right now, if you don't have cheese bits, you want to take some cheese crackers, take Cheez-Its. That's all.
I know. Also, Grandmommy was always, she would still take potato salad. No. I know you're out in the heat, but she always had to have her potato salad.
All right, well.
And it was good.
Well, the key is keep it simple. Keep it in a cooler. And the most important thing of all, pick up your trash. Take a grocery bag or something along and just throw the wrappers in the whatever you have your sandwiches wrapped. Don't leave it out there for others to clean up. So that's the simplest thing that I can think of. Now we have another lady on the phone, Sue in Middle River. What? But
the
what?
Best time. Best thing of all is that Debbie even thought of it. Spend the time with your grandkids.
Yep. Yes,
yeah,
we can,
hey,
Sue.
Sorry. I was just finishing something. Sorry.
Yes, we can, Sue. What's on your mind?
So two things. There's a new club, a Patriot Club, that's meeting down in Dundalk at Squires on Wednesday. We're going to have the Fraternal Order of Police president speak, and then the captain from the Dundalk precinct about the crime in the area, and then talk a little bit. Maybe some candidates will talk, and so we'll be at Squires starting at 7 o'clock. The meeting starts at 7. You can come early and eat.
Hold on, Sue.
Yes.
Sue.
Yes.
Sue.
Can you hear me?
Listen, when you have something like that, I'm trying to ask you a question. When you have something like that, would you please call us ahead of time, email me, and let me know if you can make the announcement? Okay?
Oh,
this,
sure.
This is great that you're getting together, but we're, oh, I see, got it. Well, he's brand new, and we just, you know, this sounds like a wonderful idea, but we'd just like to have that cleared through the host, if you would.
No problem. I definitely will do
that. What else would you like to talk about?
Just can I ask a fishing question? We have snakehead out back in our water. What's the best kind of bait to use?
Absolutely.
Oh, perfect.
Just had this conversation with my grandson. He's thrown everything at the snakeheads where he's fishing, can't get them to bite. So he's resorting to live bait, which is, you know, go to Clyde Sport Shop and pick up some bull minnows or pick up some, they have something there called black salties, which is a little larger minnow. Again, hook and bobber. A lot of people use artificial frogs. They use inline spinners like MEP spinners. They use plastics like these plastic shads with a swimming tail. They use a lot of surface lures, poppers. Tackle Box Tim has supplied us with some chatterbait, which is basically a jig with a spinner on the front, and that causes some attraction in the water.
Perfect.
At them. And it's all what they decide to eat that day. So, because they'll hit something below the surface, they'll hit something on the surface, they'll hit live bait, but they just got to be in the mood.
Okay. Thanks so much. That helps a lot.
No.
But all when right. you do that, have you ever eaten snakehead, Sue?
Oh, my gosh. They're so good. Yes. I love them.
They are good.
That's what I was going to tell you. They are amazing. So, you're very lucky to have them, right? Even though they're invasive, you're really not lucky to have them. You're lucky to get them right there.
We know what you mean, Rob. Yep. So have you caught them, Sue, yourself?
No, I haven't caught any myself.
Got it. Well, enjoy them. They're terrific on the grill, from what I understand. Baked, stuffed with crab meat, topped with crab meat, and broiled. I mean, just any kind of recipe, because they're a firm, flaky white fish, which is just a superb taste. So, and if you catch them yourself, you save $12.95 a pound, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So thank
right,
you for the call, Sue.
Have a great day.
I didn't. I'm sorry to cut you off. Sorry to cut you off on the announcement, but you know, it's just kind of got to clear it first, okay?
It's all good. So we understand.
We get it.
No problem. Thanks.
So thank you, Sue. Please call back. Okay?
Bye-bye. Hey, do you have that hole in the wall in one of the rooms in your house you call a fireplace, but you never use it because you don't want the trouble and the aggravation of the wood and all that stuff? Well, we used to have one, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fit. Enviro, that's the brand, EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation and provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and you should act now before the fall rush. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the future cold weather. You'll be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
All right. Aaron, we cut out there for about 20 seconds, so I don't know if you can hear us or not, and that we can't hear the station at all. Okay, good. We're coming up on the end of the show, I'm guessing. We're about to do the music going out. Do we have any callers?
We don't have time for a caller now, do we?
No. No callers. Okay. So we'll just keep talking. If you're getting out there and enjoying this beautiful morning.
They say it's going to be great.
Yeah, if you're going to be out there crabbing or fishing. Man, best of luck to you. It looks like it's calm out there so far. Can't tell what the weather is in Maryland. Maybe you could check on that, Robin. But we want you to have a good time and enjoy your day. Listen, a couple things you want to do. All of our websites are broken. And that includes the Outdoorsman, that includes the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, that includes Maryland Loves Crabs. What is there works, but we can't update. We can't update the website, but we can update our Facebook pages. So Outdoorsman Radio Show, Maryland Loves Crabs, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Bucks, Bears, Stags, can all of our updates are done through Facebook right now. Just check that out. Robin?
Everybody, get out, stay out, stay safe, enjoy your friends, family, and take your grandkids fishing.